Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. The one who hears you and sees you, the God who has numbered every hair on your head, is the bread of life. He is the living word. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His eyes are like flames of fire. By him, all things were created in heaven and earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. This is our Father. This is our Savior, our healer, deliverer, friend, our King, our bridegroom. And he wants us to get to know him. He wants to encounter us. He wants to be personable with us. Ah, that is just so, like, I could just stop and turn the podcast recording off right now. That the creator of all that ever was, that ever will be, the one who taught our hearts to beat, the one who created skin and bones. I mean, it's just amazing to me that he wants us to know him, to enjoy him. He wants to be known by us. He wants to reveal mysteries. He wants to encounter you. I've been talking the past, I think, few weeks about how we position ourselves to encounter God through contemplation, through, you know, this quiet time. Last week I talked about how we encounter him through his word by Lectio Divina. And I want to go into this just a little more deeply. I wish I would have understood the power of the word as, you know, a baby Christian. I think I've been saved, let me see, over 35 years now, I think. You know, everybody says, oh, my spiritual birth date was da 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 da. Well, when I got born again, nobody told me that we were supposed to write down our the day we gave our life to the Lord. So I don't know exactly, but I know I was about, I think, 19 and maybe close to 20. So yeah, so 30 years ago, 32 years ago, maybe. Anyway, that's not important. The point is that I wish I would have understood way back then when I was a baby Christian. I don't want to say of the power of the word, but of the personal part of the word, of how it can be alive and how it can, you know, back then it was more a little bit religious, I guess. I was taught to memorize scripture. I was taught how absolutely powerful scripture is, of course. And that was why I was encouraged, you know, that the word had to be my foundation, that the word had to be what I memorized and quoted. But it just, to me, it was, you know, if you told me, okay, now as a Christian, this is what you do. You read your Bible, you pray, you da-da-da. Well, I was always a, you know, put a check mark in front of the box kind of person. I'm going to do everything right. I'm going to do what I'm told. And so I did these things, absolutely loved Jesus, but it was a bit ritualistic. You know, it wasn't, I read the word from my heart, absolutely, but I didn't understand that I could encounter the word. I didn't understand that it can become alive. I didn't understand that it was a doorway into encountering the living word. I was taught to declare scripture, and I did it very often. But I have to say this, because I've learned this, especially over the past, I don't know, 2-3 years. Declaring scripture is powerful when we actually believe it. Not, you know, yes, I do believe the word. I do believe the word. Yes, God, you said it. Yes, you know, and we're like psyching ourselves up. Scripture isn't a magic potion, something that we just throw at our problems. Oh, he's a God who heals me. He's a God who heals me. Bless God. I believe God. You're the God who heals me. That it's alive. The word is actually alive. And when it entwines with our faith, it becomes alive to us personally. You know, it becomes more than words on a page. As we encounter the word, as we sit with the word, as we slowly hold it, it becomes more than words on a page. It actually enlightens our hearts. It awakens something inside of us. It sparks something inside of us where all of a sudden we feel the life and the truth of it within us. And then when we speak it and we pray it, we're praying it in faith, not because we're psyching ourselves up in fear. I mean, honestly, you know, sometimes we just grab a scripture in fear and we try to throw it at our situation, throw it at the enemy. Like it's, yes, it is alive. It is the living word. Jesus is the living word. Yes. But something more profound, something spiritually much deeper than just throwing words off of our lips happens when it connects inside of us and becomes alive to us, when we sit with it, when we ponder it, when we meditate on the scripture quietly, holding it in our heart slowly, tenderly, and waiting for God to speak to us. God wants us to engage with it, you know, to envision it, and to sit with it, because it actually becomes a doorway into an encounter, into pulling this life of the word into us and then out through us. We connect with it and we become one with it. And there's this entwining and this, it's like I could just see it more than I can give it words, but it becomes substance within us. And then he breathes on it and it takes us into a, let me give you an example. I mentioned this encounter. It's been a bit, I can't remember even if I shared all of it, but I was spending time with God, listening to a song by Jonathan and Melissa Helser called I Am Your Beloved. And if you haven't heard it, look it up on YouTube or Spotify. I always say YouTube just because sometimes they have longer songs than they do on Spotify, but it's called I Am Your Beloved. And there's a part in the song where Jonathan starts singing, I can hear the sound of my father running. And all of a sudden, I could feel like the ground, not shaking like in a scary way, but vibrating, you know, shaking, like I could feel that somebody was running towards me. And long story short, the father ran towards me and I ran to meet him, and we just embraced and held each other. And in this encounter, guys, it was one of the most tangible. I could literally feel his clothes with my arms wrapped around his. I could feel it with my actual hands, my physical hands. And when he was holding me, and I want you right now, just engage with this. Don't listen with your mind. Let this become something for you. Some of the things that he has me share it because it isn't meant just for me. I don't share every encounter because some of them are personal. And even though this was very personal, I know that is meant for you too, because he wants to bring you into this encounter for yourself. He just held me. He just held me. And there was a moment when I could feel that he was Father at some points. I could feel that he was Jesus at some points, and I could feel that it was Holy Spirit at some points. I have no way to physically explain that. It wasn't like we stepped away from each other and re-engaged. I could just feel that I was embraced by the Trinity, and it was beautiful and it was holy. And what happened was that as I was held by love, that's what it was. I was, God is love, and I was held by love. And 1 John 4:18 became life to me. It was more than scripture on a page. 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love casts out fear. And because fear involves torment, he who fears has not been made perfect by love. But the part that stood out, perfect love casts out fear. This was my moment of truly understanding what it's like to be held by love and to have no fear at all. Whew, just getting, feel the presence of God so strong right now, and I pray that you do too. As he was holding me for the first time in my entire life, for just a few moments, I felt what it was like to have zero fear. Zero. Not even, I mean, I don't feel fearful every day. So it isn't like, oh, I finally got free from fear and because I'm so tormented all the time. No. But I didn't realize how much fear still has a part in my life until I had absolute absence of fear. I was so wrapped in perfect love, so aware in my spirit and my soul and my mind of perfect love that I felt no fear at all. And in this moment of having absolutely no fear, I could believe for anything. It was like I had 100% faith. Some of the things that I've been praying for, the miracles I'm believing for others, it was like I knew I had the things that I was asking of God because I believed he loved me so much. He loves you so much. And now when I pray for the things that are on my heart, the things that become heavy in my heart, that shouldn't be heavy on our hearts, right? I remember this encounter with love. And I want to tell you today that this is what I'm talking about. The word becomes a doorway. I encountered 1 John 4:18. It became alive to me. And no, I couldn't, excuse me for my sniffles, but I couldn't make that happen on my own. We don't make these things happen on our own, but when our heart yearns for God, when our heart desires to know him, when our heart longs to encounter him, you don't have to strive to enter. You don't have to strive to memorize scripture. You just have to sit with him and relax and lean into his love, holding a portion of scripture in your heart. This is why it's so important, you guys, for us to spend time in his word. It isn't because it's the right thing to do. It isn't because it's your religious duty. It really is because Jesus is the living word. Jesus wants to encourage your heart. And he wants to show you that spending time with him, spending time in the word, isn't a religious, boring practice. It is Jesus. It is the living word who wants to manifest himself to you through his word, through encounter. And so now when I quote 1 John 4:18, it is alive to me because I've encountered the living word. This is how I can declare scripture. This is how you can declare scripture. When it becomes alive inside of you, when you avail yourself to truth, when you lean into him, when you look at him, when you wait on him, not because you're told, read your Bible. This is what Christians do, read your Bible. No, but because you believe the living word wants to manifest himself to you. So take that scripture that he's been speaking to you. Take that scripture that you've keep running into on social media, keep seeing as you, or hearing as you scroll, or you listen to sermons, or that scripture that keeps popping up. Go into it, sit with him, quiet yourself, and just enjoy him. Enjoy the Lord, because he wants to be known by you, and he wants to change your life. The word is a doorway. The word is a doorway. Another thing that I want to let you know quickly is that I'm creating an audio project where I'm taking, you know, let me back up. One of my most talked about books is I Hear His Whisper, the 365 days. And that Brian and I did together. Brian Simmons and I did that one together. And I think I get more emails and people talking to me about that one more than any other. And the reason is because, you know, the ones that I put in there, some of the ones that I put in there were personal words that the Lord gave me to share with you. And they came at some of the hardest times of my life. But I saw afterwards that just like this encounter, it isn't just for me, it was for you. And this true and vulnerable place opened me up to hear from the Lord. And it's become something that has really encouraged many people's hearts. His voice encourages us. And yes, he speaks through his word, and he also speaks to us personally. We call that, you know, prophetic words or words of knowledge, whatever. The title isn't important. What I'm trying to say is that I created an audio project, and I'm still working on it. It hasn't been released yet. But I created this audio project that is a prophetic word from the Lord. It's all new content that he was speaking to me for you in times of anxiety, for you in times of feeling like you're overwhelmed or you can't sleep and you just need to quiet your soul and tune into peace, tune into his presence. It actually, a friend of mine gave me this idea, and I thought this was God. She has trouble sleeping, and she likes to listen to things at night that just helps her to not let her mind go nutso and to bring her into his presence. And so I created this. I prayed into it and asked Holy Spirit, show me what you want to say to these people who are feeling anxious, who are having trouble sleeping, who just need to hear from you. And so it's not fully done yet. I'm hoping it's going to be 30 minutes long. It may only be like 20, but the point is it's going to be a prophetic word. And then I'm also going to have another part of it in the same project that'll be like a prayer / declaration that you can engage your heart with and make it your declaration that you can help to reframe your words, reframe your thinking, and to give you something to help reconceptualize your life, to rewire your neural pathways in your brain, by speaking truth. So I'm almost done with the project. I'm about 75% done, but I just wanted you guys to know, if you are interested in it, you can go on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com, find the contact me space, and let me know you're interested. That way, as soon as it comes out, I can send it to you and let you know where you can get it. I'm trying to get it so that you can actually download it to your phone or to your computer and have it with you everywhere you go, so that if you're feeling overwhelmed, you can just turn this on and hear what the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart for you. So anyway, I'm really excited about this. I really believe it was a God idea from my friend, and so I'm so excited to share it with you. And it's going to be super, super reasonably priced, because I want everybody to be able to afford it. So yeah, let me know if you're interested. I love you guys. I'm hoping soon I'm going to be able to have another interview with somebody talking about contemplation, and I'm really excited about it. So stay tuned. I love you guys. Big hugs. This is Gretchen Rodriguez. Thank you for joining me. If this podcast has been a blessing, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing. If you'd like, you can also sow into this ministry. If you dream of writing a devotional, consider my e-course, Exhale. At this time, I've written and co-authored 10 devotionals, most of them landing on Amazon's bestsellers list, and I am so excited to share what I've learned about writing devotionals with you. You can find a free lesson on my website. You can sign up for my bi-weekly encouraging emails or discover some other goodies, sow into the ministry. All of that can be done on GretchenRodriguez.com.